We're up to Perek Shlishi, Masechta Shviyos, Mishnah Aleph. Mei Mosai Moitzien Zvolim Liashpatos. From when on can you start taking out Zvolim, that means the manure, into your fields, to make Ashpatos means to make piles. In other words, like this, it's also to put the manure in your fields, because it looks like you're fixing up your fields in order to plant on them during Shviyos, which is also. So really now that's not your intention here, you just want to store up the manure in order to be able to use it for after Shviyos. So from when on are you allowed to, on Shviyos itself, take out this volume to make piles? So it says, Mishayivsaku Oivde Avoida. When the people working on the fields, in other words, even the Goyim that work on the fields on Shviyos, when they stop working on the fields. So in other words, Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. In other words, from then on, if somebody starts to take out the manure to his fields, it does not look like you want to fertilize your fields for the use of the seventh year, because even the goyim already finished working on the fields for the seventh year. So therefore, if you take it out after this, it just looks like you want to pile and store up the manure for the next year. Rabbi Yehudu and Rabbi Yehudu says, Mishayaveish hamosik. When the thing dries up, hamosik, a question about what exactly hamosik means here, the sweetness. Some learn it means the zevil, this manure, when it dries up. In other words, the purpose of the manure is to give sweetness into the fruits. So when the manure dries up, now already it's not nikkur like you're doing it for the purpose of the fields, but rather just to store it. Rabbi Yossi says, Misha Yikshar. It's even becomes harder than that, even more dry than that, that starts to have cracks inside it. In the same shot, some person learn that goes on the Zevil, and some of Farshim learn all goes on the Adam of the ground itself. Then Mishnah Bey says, Kama Mezablin. Until how much can you bring out the Zevil? In other words, even after the last Mishnah, that when after the Ovdi Avoida stopped doing the work, now you're allowed to bring out the Zevil to your fields, but even then, how much can you bring out? So the Mishnah says, As Sholosh Ashpatos Lebei So, you're allowed to have three piles in a field of a base saw, which is 50 by 50 yamas, shall eser mash pelois, shall lesach, that each pile should have 10 mash pelois, which equals up to be a lesach, which a lesach is a chatzi kur, which a kur is 30 saw, so lesach is 15 saw. In other words, each pile could be made up from 10 baskets, that together these baskets equal to lesach to 15 so. Now moisifan al hamashpelus, you're allowed to add on to these three piles. You can make it even more than a lesach, but v'yei moisifan al hashpatos, you're not allowed to make more than three piles in a base so, because the Tanakam holds if you make more than three piles, it looks like you're spreading out the zevil over the whole field. Then it looks like the purpose is to make the field better, and that's also to do on Shviyos. Rabbi Shimon says, Af al ha'ashpatos. No, he holds you're allowed to even add onto the piles, allowed to make more than three piles. You can even make four or five piles if you want on Shviyos. Again, providing it's after the time when Mishayivsaku Ovdei Avoida. Then Mishnah Gimel. Oysa Adam es Sodeyu Sholosh Ashpatos Lebeso. Have you had the Mishnah before? You're allowed to make in your field three piles of the zevil in a beiso, but this Mishnah adds on sholosh hashpatos means each pile it's enough if it just has three baskets to it. Whereas the Mishnah before said that each pile has to have 10 mashpelos, which adds on to a lesach. Here the Mishnah adds on, which is the Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that these three piles could even be small piles, even though each pile only has three ashpatos, three baskets full. Now, Yosem Mikan, let's say again, if you want to make more than three piles in the field, so machativ, you have to make these piles in a circle around, not in a straight line one next to another. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita. In other words, Rabbi Shimon that said in the Mishnah before, in the field of a beis saw, you're allowed to add on even more than three piles there. So these three piles, though, if you add on more, four or five, they should be in a circular, and there's around the whole field, not just in one place. V'chachomim oisim. The chachomim say, no, you're not like, you can't make more than three piles in your field. Because if you have more than three piles, then it looks like you want to make the whole field, like you want to be manure, you want to fertilize the whole field. So the chachomim say, V'chachomim oisim. Ad sheyamik shloisha. The chachomim say, it's us that tear on to more than three piles. Unless first you make a little bit like a ditch, less than three tefachim deep. Or else first you elevate the ground there three tefachim high, and then you put the manure on top of it. So in other words, then it doesn't look like you want to be manure or fertilize the ground, but rather you just want to store it. Now, oisa adam es zivli oitzer. A person has the right to make his zevil into a warehouse, a storage house, which means, even though before we learned you're allowed to make three different piles, each one of them, 10 mashpelus, which is a lesach, if you want to put all of them together in one big pile, you're allowed to. Because even, you're even allowed to have three lesachs in one big pile. Rabbi Meir Oyser, Ad Shia Mekshleisha, Rabbi Meir says, no, it's Oser, unless again you make it first, you make a ditch there first, deep, three tefachim, or else first you elevate the ground there and lift it up first, three tefachim. Then it doesn't look like you're doing to fertilize your ground, then it's mutter. Let's say like before Shavuos, you only had a little bit manure in the ground. The halacha is, you're allowed to add onto it little by little on Shavuos. Like, don't think when you make the three different piles, like you start off with one pile, right away you have to have a big pile right away to have a lesach there. No, you can start off slowly. You bring out a little bit, make it into one pile, and when you finish one pile, then you start a second one. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oyser, he also knows you can't do that. Since you're only taking out a little bit at a time, it doesn't look like you're making a big pile, but rather it only looks like you're fertilizing the ground. Therefore, he said, it's oyser at sheyamik shloishim, to first you make a ditch three tefachim deep, or at sheyagbi ashloisha, or unless first you elevate the ground three tefachim, or at sheyitein ala sela, or else if you put this manure on top of stone, rock, which again, it does not look like you're fertilizing it, then it's only like you're storing it, then also it's muta. Mishnah Dalad, hamedayer es sadeyu. Hamedayah means you want to make your field into a deer, into a corral, where you have your animals living there. In other words, you want to put a lot of animals on your field, like there should be a lot of manure there, and then to be able to store this manure. So that's the way you used to do, is let your animals stay in a part of your field. So in such a case, how would you do it even on Shavuos? I say, Sahar Lebeis Asayim. You have to make a corral, like four mechitzas, within a shear shetach of a beis asayim, that's two beisor, that's 100 by 50 yams. And after you have the animals living there and you have a lot of manure there, then oiker shalish ruchais, you let it remove the three sides, three walls, or maniach esham tzois, but the middle wall you still leave there. And in other words, you like move the corral from one side, the opposite side, directly the opposite. Like at first the corral was on the east side, now make it on the west side. So the middle wall leave there, just the other three walls move over to the left side. Nimsa comes out now that medayer base arba soyim. You're allowed to like fertilize, like let the manure concentrate in four saws of your field. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer base shmoina soyim. No, he holds you're allowed to make, you're allowed to use your field, eight soy in the field you're allowed to use. Like to make a big corral, the animals should live there and all the manure should come out there. What about hoysa kolsa deyu beis haboy soyim? Let's say your whole field is only four saws big. So then the locher is, even the Tanakama, mishayim imenu mixas. You have to leave over some part of the field that you don't have the animals living there. It has to be mifnei marasayin. Otherwise, it's a marasayin. People say for sure your purpose is to fertilize the ground. Now the Mishnah ends off for Moitzi min Hasahar. You're allowed to take out now this manure that you had inside the corral, v'noisin l'teich sadeyu, and you're allowed to put it into your field. Kederech hamezablin, like the first Mishnah said, that you want to store up your zevo, so you're allowed to store it up in three piles in a beisor. That you're allowed to do now even on Shavuos. The Mishnah hey, lo yiftach adam machtzev. A person is not allowed to start like knocking out stones from his field. In other words, you used to have, let's say you had a big rock in your field, and you want to start to knock out stones from it to use it for binyan, to build houses with, which really that you're allowed to do on Shviz. It's not called you're working on the ground for the purpose of the ground for your field, but you're working to knock these stones out to use it to build with. That you're allowed to. But a Tamara sign, people will think that no, the reason what you're doing here is because you want to make your field like smoother and easier, so you should be able to plant there. And that's also to do on Shviz. So therefore, if a person wants to knock out the stones from his ground, so it says, Lo yiftach odem machzav, you're not allowed to start. But chidlo terchdei, you're not allowed to start knocking out stones from your ground. Achiyoboy sholosh morbius. Until there'll be, like uncovered right now, people will see the stone is so big there, what has to be uncovered that you can see, three rows like. Shein sholosh al sholosh al rum sholosh. That each row is like three amas by three amas high. And shiurim esrim v'sheva vonim. That comes out that they could see that you'll be able to make from this 27 stones. In other words, each stone is like an amma by an amma. So you have three rows in it. Each row gives off 9 stones. Therefore, together it's 27 stones. So this much of the stone in your ground is uncovered that people could see it. So then you're allowed to go to start knock out these stones on Shviyas, that people will know your purpose is in order to have stones for building and not for the purpose of smoothing out your ground to make the ground fit to plant on Shviyas. Mishneh Vav. Goder sheyesh boy eser avonim. If you have a fence, let's say, that's standing in your field, which is made out of stones and has at least 10 stones, Shemaso Shnaim Shnaim, that each one of these big stones need two people to carry it, is Hare Elu Yenotlu. Then you're allowed to take away these stones out of your field, even on Shviz. In other words, here again, the question is like this, it's a Maris Hayin, that people may think that you're taking away these stones in order to make your ground smooth, that you should be able to plant there on Shviz. So therefore, it's only Mutter if there was a Geder, there was a fence there made out of stones, and each stone now, at least you have 10 stones that each one is very heavy, you know, two people to carry, then you're allowed to move it out on Shviyas. And you're allowed to take away then all the stones of this fence, even the small ones. Because now people see that you're not doing here just to clean out the makam, but rather you're doing it because you need the stones. Then the Mishnah explains, Shir Goder, like, how big does this fence have to be? So, asarot tfochim, has to at least be 10 tfochim tall. In other words, then the svar is that if you have now a wall, a fence, 10 tfochim high of stones, so a person does not bother just to take away these stones just to clean up this place to be able to plant there. It's too much bother, it's not worth it. So, for sure, if you're taking away these stones now, the purpose is because you need these stones someplace else. So, therefore, people will not be choshed, will not think that you're doing it to plant on Shviyas, that's why it's mutter. Pochos mikan, let's say you have less than 10 tfachim tall of stones, then mechatzev v'gomimoy at pochos meyorot tefach. Then you let it's true, like take off the top stones of the fence, but when you come down to the last tefach off the ground, those stones you cannot take away, because if the fence was not 10 tfachim tall, then there's a marasai, people think you're taking away the stones to make the place fit to plow, to plant. So therefore, it's only mutter if you do not take away the last tefach worth of stones, so people then see that's not your intention to clean out the ground. Now, b'medvor mamurimum was this said, mitar shaloi, only if you're taking out these stones out of your own field. Then there's a marasai, people say the purpose is to clean out your field to make it fit to plant there. But if you're going into your friend's field, you want to take away the stones from your friend's field, then as much as you want, you can take away, even though the fence is not so big. Because there's no mar sign, people will not think you're doing it for your own sake. The Nedva Mamur Mamuz just said, if not for your own sake, then people not say you're doing it just to make the ground smooth, it's not even your ground. For sure, you're only doing it to use the stones someplace else. Now, b'medva amur, when was this said? B'zman shloi hischo boi nera shvius. Only if you did not start taking away these stones from before shvius. Ablam hischo boi nera shvius, But if you started already from before Shvius, taking away these stones from the fence, Ma'asher writes an Eitel. Now on Shvius, as much as you want, as small as you want, you can take it away. Like, in other words, since you started to take these stones out of the field before Shvius, it's not Nikas so much as called an Avoid in the Karka. We're just finishing up what you started before, and then we say that since your Kavana was for building purposes, we still see like now you're building, you're taking the stones out for building purposes, therefore would be Mutter. Mishneh Zayin. Avonim Sheziyasoson Hamachresha. Because you have stones that are not real big permanent stones that grow in the ground itself, but rather they're stones that are just there, that the machresha, the plow, will move it. And the freshmen say, even though the plow didn't move it yet, but when the plow will get there, the plow will be able to move away those stones. So then it's like this. Such stones, or else oy shehoye mechusay sfinis galu, or else these stones were once covered up and now they became uncovered. Im yesh pem shtayim, shemasu shnayim shnayim. If you have two of them, that's the weight of shtayim. Shtayim means each stone, you need two people to carry it. Is harei elu yunotlu, then you're allowed to take away these stones. In other words, as far as like this, that over here we're talking about such stones that the plow itself will move it away later. So therefore, now, if you take away the stones now, like if a person's kavanah is only just to fix up the ground, to make the ground fit, like to plow on and to seed it, so why would he be taking away the stones now? He should rather wait until he uses the plow and he'll do it then, take away the stones and might plant right away. So since he's not plowing right now, therefore it's nicker that the reason why you're taking away these stones is because you need the stones itself, not because you want to plow and work on the field. So therefore, as long as the stones now, here all you need is just two stones. As long as you have just two stones, which you need two people to carry it, then you'll have to take away all the stones there. Now the Mishnah says, what about Hamasake Lesodeyu? Let's say you're just taking away the stones in your field. And again, because you need the stones, is Noitalesel Yoinoisu Maniachas Magayis Boretz. Here, you only allowed to take away the top stones, but the bottom layer of stones that's touching the ground, that layer you have to leave there. Because otherwise, as the Mara sign, it looks as if you're doing it for the purpose of making the ground fit to seed. V'chein Gargar Shal Tzroris. Same thing if you have a Gargar, that's like a small hill of small stones. Oigal shalavonim. Also, you have a hill of a pile of big stones. So again, noitel es al yonis. You can take away the topper stones. Or meniach es hanagaz boretz. You have to leave the bottom stones there, the ones that are still touching the ground. That layer still have to leave there. Im yesh tachtayim sela. Let's say though, underneath these stones, there's not ground of seed, but rather it's a stone. Oikash, or else there's a kash, or else there's straw there. Hare elu yinotelu. Then you'll have to take away these stones, because everybody sees your purpose is not to be able to seed the ground underneath it, because it's not fit for seeding it. But rather your purpose is because you want these stones, therefore it would be mutter to remove these stones even on Shvius. Your Mishneh Ches. Ein boinim madregos. You're not allowed to build steps. Al pi hageos. Like going down to a pool of water, Erev Shvius, on Erev Shvius, the sixth year, Misha Pasko Hagashomim, after the rain season stopped already. In other words, after the rain season stopped, then people will go down to these burrs, to these ditches, like, to fetch water. So they used to want to make steps going down that people should not slip when they're going down to fetch the water. So it's also to build these steps on Erev Shvius. Why? Because it looks as if you want to prepare to be able to use this water to water your fields on Shvius. So it's a Maris Ayin, it looks as if you want to use the water to plant, to work with on Shvius. That's why you're not allowed to make these steps now. But on Shmit itself, after the rain season stops, then you are allowed to build these steps to go down there. Why? Because even if people think that the reason why you're doing it is in order to fetch the water, to water your fields, But what are you doing it for? For the purpose of Maitzoy Shviyas, to water your fields after Shemitah. After Shemitah, then it's mutter to water your fields. So therefore, here there's no Mara sign here, you're allowed to build these steps even on Shemitah. Because it's not really called an Avodas HaKarka, you're not really working in the karka and the fields itself. You're only building something. To build something, really, it's mutter. That's only Mara sign there. People think that you want to use this water for the purpose of watering your fields on Shemitah. That's only if you build this Erev Shviyas. But if you build it on Shviyas after the Zman HaGeshamim, then people know you only want to use the water for the next season, for the next year, Moitzoy Shviyas, that would be Mutter. V'lo yismayich bofer. Now even when you go to build these steps, you should not be samech. In other words, don't use like cement in between. In other words, don't make a very good steps. But but rather just make like a stack of them. In other words, make like a mechitza of stones, but do not cement it down, like make a temporary one only. And then afterwards, Shemitah, then you'll go and make a good, you'll cement them down. Now, kol even shu yochol lifshretes yodoi velitlo harezu tinoto. When you are building this the steps, when you're allowed to, so then any stone that's in reachable distance that you could just reach it and take it, you're allowed to collect it on Shemitah. Because otherwise, we'll learn, it could be also to collect stones, because it looks as if you want to make the field ready in order to seed it. But now that people see that you are building this type of steps, so therefore people know that the stones you're taking out of your fields is not just for the purpose to clean the fields, but it's for the purpose of building the steps, therefore it's Mutter. Mishnah Tes. Avnei kosef, stones that you have to carry on your shoulders. In other words, heavy stones. Is boyos mikomokum. That you're allowed to collect from any field, even on Shemitah itself. Even through your own fields. Because everybody sees that since you're only taking the big stones and you're leaving over the small stones, that the purpose is not to clean out your field, to make your fields fit for seeding it, but rather you're collecting these stones now to build a house with. And you're allowed to build on Shemitah. The Hakablon, a person that's, let's say, a constructor that does his business is to build, is maybe Mikomakam. He's allowed to bring stones from any place, from any field, because everybody knows when he takes stones out of the field, it's not for the purpose of cleaning the field, but it's for the purpose of using the stones. Now, Kol Sheinu Yechodlu Linotel, no, the Mishnah says then, V'elu Hein Avne Kosef, what is considered heavy stones that you're allowed to take? Let it take out of your field. Kol shein yichaduli noto biachas yad. That you can't carry it with one hand. Like you have to put it on top of your shoulders. You have to hold it with two hands. Tivra Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Avne Kosov Kishmon. Avne Kosov stones on your shoulders. The way we Kishmon. The way we call it. In other words, Kol shein nitolo shtayim sholosh al kosov. And that's the way to carry two or three stones on your shoulders. And these are like heavy stones that you have to carry it on your shoulders. Such stones you're allowed to pull out of your ground, out of your field, because people know that you're not using it just to clean out your field, but rather you're going to use these stones for the purpose of building. Mishnah Yud. Ha boiner goder beino yubein rishus rabin. If somebody wants to build a fence at the end of his property, at the end of his field, to divide between his field and the rishus rabin, is muta lahamekad hasela. He's allowed to, like, dig down into the ground to make a good foundation, even though you dig way deep down. Because, in other words, everybody knows that if you're digging at the end of your field, that's not the place that people plant. So there won't be any marasayan that people would think that maybe you're doing this in order to plow, plant your fields, because since you're doing it right next to the shusarabim, everybody knows it's not being done for the purpose of working on the fields, but rather it's being done just...